Social engagement. Isolation is an ineffective strategy during rumination because the cognitive looping is a closed system when the clinician is alone. Moving out of the thinking and into the social realm can have an immediate effect in disrupting the rumination cycle. Merely engaging another person in a conversation may immediately end the ruminative process. This engagement may involve telling an account of the events that are the object of the rumination, or another subject entirely. The key here is to intentionally choose to engage at least one other person and direct the energy into the interpersonal and away from cogitating about the events that energize the rumination. In disrupting the cascading link between physiological arousal and cognitive rumination. As I am recording this training, the whole world is in the midst of social isolation due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The social distancing restrictions have been active for a month and have not been lifted. This may be particularly difficult for staff working at home and not able to walk down the hall to speak to a peer or a supervisor, or in group, when so many administrative details need to be covered. A group supervision over Zoom or video conferencing would apply as much as when it is live. The clinician is advised to bring up the topic of rumination and share with the group how a client has been impacting him or her. If the clinician appears unaware of how the client's trauma has been impacting him or her, the supervisor should notice this and ask the clinician how the trauma may be impacting him or her. This would give the clinician a chance to talk about the impact. Talking about it may have the desired result in breaking the rumination process. It is necessary to talk about feelings and experiences in group supervision. This is part of the important task of learning about the self of the therapist. Regularly asking oneself, how does a client impact me? It is not an invitation to do therapy, of course, but to review and express the feelings and experiences associated with the clinical work.